The following is a public hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 16th, 2011 in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagraja Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming today for our program. We would like to introduce you to the other world that exists on the other side of reality. What you can see with your material senses is only 1/4 of what is out there. Even with our powerful telescopes, we cannot see the other 3/4 portion of the existence. We are presently within the 1/4 portion. This is called the material world. But beyond this 1/4 portion, there is the 3/4 portion, the spiritual world. There is no material means of reaching that spiritual world. You can't get there with an airplane. You can't get there with a rocket ship. Even the mystic yogis cannot enter into that realm. But there is a method of going to that other realm. So I wanted to tell you today about that method of entering into the other realm. And I wanted to tell you why it's worth going there. I wanted to tell you why it's a good idea to go there. This world we live in now, we have to get old, we have to get sick, and we have to die. We face so many miseries of the mind and the body. Miseries caused by other living beings. And misery is caused by natural events like extreme cold or extreme hot. We are constantly being subjected to miseries here in this 1/4 portion called the material world. And we are not satisfied with that. Does anyone here today like to get old? Does anyone like to get sick? Do any of you here like to die? These things are unnatural for the self. Because we are citizens of that 3/4 portion of existence. In that world there is no birth. There's no death. There's no old age. And there's no disease. And that's where we come from. We are creatures of that world. Somehow we got stranded here in this world. This is an unnatural habitat for us. Therefore, no one is fully happy here. Even the rich, famous, powerful people are not happy. It's impossible to be happy in this world. Unless you know the secret of how to re-enter your original nature. Which is what I have come here today to teach you here in Kaliningrad. How to regain your original nature. As an eternal resident of that transcendental abode. It's actually not difficult to do it. You just have to reconnect with your original nature. Your original nature is spiritual. It's not material. This body that you're sitting in right now is not you, it's just a vehicle. The first thing you have to understand is, I am not this body. Because as long as you identify with your body, that I am this body. I am male, I am female, I am Russian, I am American. As long as you hold on to the bodily conception of yourself, you must remain in this world of misery. So the first step in becoming liberated is you have to reject this bodily conception of the self. You have to understand that you're an eternal spiritual being. That you have nothing to do with this material energy. So, with that understanding, then you take up, we can give you a practice on how you can actually enter that other world.
Чтобы обрести это понимание, обретя это понимание, вы сможете войти в духовный мир.
That practice is called the yoga system.
И эта практика называется системой йоги.
Yoga means yoke or link.
Йога значит йог или связь.
To reconnect with God, that is yoga.
связь, помогающая воссоединиться с Богом. Это есть йога.
There are many great yogis in history.
В истории человечества было очень много знаменитых великих йоги.
For example, Lord Jesus Christ, he was a great, powerful yogi. So one has to learn that art of how to connect with God. And that art is actually very simple to understand. How do you connect with anybody? By exploiting them. By cheating them, by taking advantage of them. Is that how you connect with somebody?
No.
No. If you want to connect with someone, that connection is done through love. You see, if I love you and you love me, then we have a connection with each other.
Например, я люблю вас, а вы любите меня, и у нас естественно возникают отношения.
So God is already loving us.
Господь всегда любит нас.
Now all we have to do to connect with God is we have to return, we have to reciprocate with that love that He's giving us.
Единственное, что нужно сделать нам, это ответить Ему на Его любовь.
We have a very nice book here called the Bhagavad Gita. Do we have any on the book table, Bhagavad Gita? Yes. This book will tell you the science of how to revive your lost loving relationship with God. And when you do that, magic happens. Yes, bring that book. When you do that, when you revive your love for God, then you enter into another world. It's actually a fact that magic happens. Even while you're living within this world, you enter into that spiritual world within your heart. And you become liberated from all the anxieties of material life. So this art is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. And I will give you an introduction to that art today in this lecture. And if you want to go deeper into it, I encourage you to take a Bhagavad Gita home. We'll have a book, the book table open at the end of my lecture. I encourage you to take a Bhagavad Gita home and read it and try to follow it. But this Bhagavad Gita is a wonderful, wonderful science. It was spoken 5,000 years ago by Lord Krishna to his beloved disciple Arjuna at a place in India known as Kurukshetra. You can go to India today and you can actually see the place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. So what's described here is not mythology. This is real. Genuine historical facts. This is a real conversation that took place. And it's an amazing thing that was revealed. Krishna revealed to Arjuna that he was God. He showed within him, he manifested from himself the entire universe, past, present, and future. Arjuna could see within Krishna everything, past, present, and future, in all places and all times. This is called the universal form. So the universal form was revealed to Arjuna so that he could it was revealed to Arjuna so that no one could claim to be God unless they could reveal this universal form.
Вселенская форма была явлена Арджуне, чтобы никто другой после этого не смог заявить, что он является Богом.
Nowadays many people claim, I am God.
В наши дни многие провозглашают, я Бог.
But if you meet a person who claims, I am God, then ask him to reveal his universal form.
Если кто-либо заявляет, что я Бог, можете попросить его, пусть покажет вселенскую форму.
Ask him to show you everything, past, present and future, in all times and all places.
Пусть покажет все прошлое, настоящее и будущее во все времена и во всех местах.
He will not be able to do so.
Он не будет способен сделать это.
Because only God can reveal His universal form.
Поскольку только Господь способен проявить эту вселенскую форму.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna very nicely gives the science of how to revive one's loving relationship with Him.
Итак, здесь в Бхагавад Гите Кришна дает описывает науку, как пробудить сходящие любовные отношения с Ним.
In other words, what I'm saying is this.
Еще одно слово.
Krishna is God.
Которое сказано в этой книге, очень важно. Кришна – Бог.
Just like in the Bible, we read about God.
Как пример в Библии мы читаем о Боге.
Jesus prays, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Господь, Иисус Христос молится, О мой Отец, сущий на небесах.
But the Bible doesn't say who is the name of that father, who was that father, and what is his name specifically.
Но Библия в точности не открывает нам, кто по имени является отцом.
The Bible gives the idea that Jesus has a Father in heaven, and that Father is God.
Библия дает нам всего лишь идею о том, что существует Бог, Он Отец, и Он сущий на небесах.
And we know that His name is holy.
И мы знаем, что у Него множество имен.
But the Bible doesn't tell us specifically what is that name.
Но Бхагавад Гита говорит нам о том,
That Jesus says in the book of John, I have more things to tell you, but you're not ready to hear them yet.
Библия не дается точного имени Бога. Иисус Христос сказал, могу сказать вам больше, но вы не уразумеете.
So that more knowledge that Jesus was referring to,
именно то дополнительное знание, которое хотел сказать Иисус Христос,
here it is.
Оно вот здесь.
Here is the name of the Father.
Оно в имени Бога,
that Jesus prays to.
Которому молился Господь Иисус Христос.
He has unlimited names, actually.
Конечно, у Господа бесконечное множество имен.
Just like a man in this world has, he has his legal name, he has a nickname.
В этом мире у человека может быть имя, фамилия, множество имен.
His parents call him one thing.
Родители могут называть его по одному имени.
His girlfriend calls him something else. He has many different names. So a person in this world can have so many different names. And how many names God can have? So the name Krishna is one of the names of God. The name Krishna is very, very special. Because it literally means the one who possesses many, many attractive features. Each name for God describes a different feature of God. But this name, Krishna, is a blanket name that includes all the features of God within one name. This is a So if one wants to reconnect with God, this is the most powerful name. And therefore it has been written in one mantra. Which is called Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. This mantra, when chanted with feeling, bestows great benefit upon the chanter. And what is that benefit? It gives you, it uplifts you out of this material atmosphere into the spiritual world. And the result is you become full of bliss. You become full of knowledge. You become full of love. This mantra has the power to save you from the cycle of birth and death. Did you know that you're caught up in the cycle of birth and death right now? Did anyone ever let you know that you're caught up in the cycle of birth and death? Actually, you've had millions of lifetimes before this present lifetime. This is definitely not your first birth. You don't remember your previous lifetimes. But yet you had thousands and millions of them. You tried to be happy in this way, in that way, in this way, in that way, and you can never find satisfaction here. Because this is not your home. You are not a creature of this material world. You are a creature of the spiritual world. So if you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra, or any name of God according to your own religion, by the power of God's holy name, you'll be lifted out of the cycle of birth and death, back into your original identity that you had before you left the spiritual world. Then you may say, well, what's the proof? It sounds interesting, but what's the proof of this? The proof is very easy. All you have to do is make a scientific experiment. Try chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You try chanting it sincerely with an open heart and see what happens. That's what I did back in 1968. I was looking for a way out of the miserable material world. I just knew that life couldn't be this bad. It had to be beautiful. I mean, it couldn't be this ugly and horrible. I was a freshman in college. And the only thing that they could teach me was to study hard, make good grades, get a college degree. So you can get a good job, to work hard, to get a good wife and a good house and some good kids and have a good retirement, be buried 6 feet under in a good coffin where they put the body, I was saying, what's the point of all this? Working hard to make good grades, to get a good degree, to get a good job, to get a good wife, kids, and house, and a good coffin in the graveyard.
хорошо учиться для того, чтобы получить степень, обзавести женой, детьми, работой, домом, в конце концов, оказаться хорошим.
Why struggle so much? For just, all I'm getting is a coffin in the graveyard at the end.
Зачем все эти проблемы и беспокойства, чтобы оказаться в конце концов в гробу?
This is not a love enough to make life meaningful. There has to be more to it than this.
Нет, этого недостаточно, чтобы жизнь была наполнена хоть каким-то смыслом. Должно быть нечто другое.
So I began searching.
Я начал искать.
What is the purpose of my existence?
В чем смысл моей жизни?
For many years I searched with great, I made a great struggle to find out, you see.
Много лет я искал, проходя через разнообразные страдания.
I learned that you could meditate and enter into another world.
Я учился тому, как, в конце концов, войти в другой мир.
Where life was eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Где жизнь исполнена знаний, блаженства и вечного.
But I didn't know how to get there.
Знаете, как туда войти?
I didn't know how to meditate and achieve it.
Но вначале я не знал сам, как войти туда, как попасть сюда.
I tried different techniques and nothing worked.
Я пробовал разные методы и техники.
But one day, a friend, one evening actually, a friend of mine named Patrick Dolan. He came to my apartment in Denver, Colorado, USA. And he introduced me to this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I tried this mantra. And I found that it had amazing power. I found that this mantra was a key that unlocked the door into the other world. So I chanted this mantra. And I opened that door. And I passed through that door. And I never came back to the world of misery. So you may say, how is it possible? I see you're here in Kaliningrad right now. But actually, I'm not in Kaliningrad. I just appear to be here. Actually, I'm living in that other world. Where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And inviting you to come to that world also. By chanting this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job. Or you have to give up your college education, or you have to give up your family. Krishna teaches in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you're doing, do it for me. Yat kadosi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya tatpadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, as well as whatever you may ever offer, give away, do that as an offering unto me, O son of Kunti. So the beauty of this process is you remain comfortably in your present situation with your family, in your home. Remain comfortably where you are. And every day you get up in the morning and you spend some time chanting. Engage yourself in mantra meditation every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more you chant this mantra, the more you will feel how you're entering into a new world. Where life is a fantastic experience at every minute.
туда, где жизнь удивительна и наполняет вас восторгом каждым мгновением.
Spectacular bliss at every second.
Удивительное представление каждым мгновением.
This is waiting for you.
И этот мир ждет вас.
It's worth millions of dollars.
И не нужно миллион долларов.
But we're not charging you even one penny. So kindly take advantage of this. We have our beads here also. You can take the meditation beads home. Our devotees will show you how to chant on the beads. So you can do your own meditation every day on your own prayer beads.
Так что вы можете сами заняться своей собственной медитацией каждое утро на чём-то.
So, I just want you all to be happy, that's all.
Итак, всё, что я хочу, это всего лишь, чтобы вы были счастливы.
I don't want you to become animals in your next birth.
Я бы очень не хотел, чтобы вы стали животными в своей следующей жизни.
I want that everybody in this room, when they leave this body at the time of death, they'll all achieve the spiritual world. That's my desire.
Я хочу, чтобы каждый, кто находится в этом мире, когда он будет так или иначе оставлять тело, поднялся в духовный мир, вернулся в духовный мир.
That's the only reason I'm asking you to read the Bhagavad Gita and chant Hare Krishna.
Это единственная причина, по которой я прошу вас повторять.
Because I don't want you to have to go down to the animal kingdom in your next birth. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
You mentioned that there is reincarnation, but it's possible there is some souls that come in first, visited this material world first time, just that fallen in this material world. Mm.
Now, this is not your first birth.
Что касается первого рождения, это
in your first birth you will be very, very exalted demigod in the heavenly planet. One does not take their first birth as a human being on the earthly plane.
Но это не рождение человеческим существом, первое рождение, не рождение человеческим существом на этой планете.
Any other question?
Еще вопросы? What is the influence of Hare Krishna mantra for other people? For
she did not say that. She said that if one chants in the family, then it affects other than what benefits they get.
The one chance in one's family life is the greatest blessing upon the entire family. If one person in the family is chanting Hare Krishna, then the father is benefited, the mother, the brothers, the sisters, everyone becomes blessed.
Если кто-то из семьи повторяет Hare Krishna, то благо получают все и отец, и мать, и сестра, и другие родственники.
Questions more?
Еще вопрос. Yes. What is the minimum amount of Hare Krishna mantra we must chant daily?
In the beginning, we encourage everyone to do whatever they can.
Вначале мы вдохновляли людей повторять столько, сколько они могут.
For those who want to be seriously take up the process and become liberated in this lifetime, they require to become initiated.
Но для тех, кто очень серьезен в этой жизни достичь освобождения.
By the spiritual master.
Мы рекомендуем принять духовного учителя.
To become initiated, one needs to chant at least 16 rounds every day of Japa Mala.
Получить инициацию, а это значит, что он обязуется воспевать или повторять 16 кругов практически.
That takes from 1.5 to 2 hours every day of chanting.
Примерно занимает полтора часа, два часа.
Someone may say, but that's so much time just for chanting.
Можно спросить, столько времени повторять?
And if you want to get a college degree, how many hours a day will you spend studying? You spend much. A university student will study much more than 2 hours a day to get a university degree. So this is more valuable than any university degree. So 2 hours a day is not too much.
Распространенная практика системы, и это не так много.
Any other question?
Еще вопросы.
Yes.
The question about Ramayana.
Rama and the
there
mantra.
There is a story in Ramayana about Hanuman and
Rana,
spider, Ramayana. You know, small spider.
You can put the mouth a little bit away from the mic. I can hear you better. Tell me.
There is the story about Hanuman and the small spider in Ramayana. Mm-hmm. When the Hanuman picking up the mountain, and this small spider. Also take some
dust.
Some dust here.
Yeah.
But Lord Ramachandra said that I accepting your service both your service and your also.
Yeah.
But the history knows only Hanuman like a exalted devotee, not small spider.
No, but the spider is also exalted devotee.
No, этот паучок он также был возвышен.
That is confirmed by Lord Ramachandra. Why you say he's not exalted devotee?
Это было подтверждено самим Господом Рамачандрой.
That is your misunderstanding.
Какие могут быть еще непонимания?
Spider is also exalted devotee.
Это лучшее из подтверждений. Сам Господь Рамачандра паучок также был и есть возвышенный преданный.
Any other questions?
Yes. If it's possible to
help some our relatives that already passed away,
God. What?
Those relatives who already died.
Dull relatives.
How can we help them? Those relatives. Who
give them Krishna. The relatives are very dull. Give them Krishna prasad.
Those who die.
The foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Everyone loves it.
Already gone,
die. Oh, dead, not dead, dull, but yes. Dead and gone. Okay. If you become Krishna conscious, that will be the greatest blessing upon them.
Если вы лично обретете сознание Кришны, это будет великим благом для них, для тех, кто уже ушли из этого.
So you become a pure devotee of Krishna, and then you will deliver them automatically.
Если вы станете чистым преданным Кришне, они обретут освобождение немедленно, тотчас.
Yes.
His question was that about Hanuman and spider.
Mm-hmm.
That Hanuman is considered great devotee. Everybody worships. Mm-hmm. Why not spider?
Yes, but I say we also worship the spider. I worship the spider.
You may, but there is no temple for the spider.
Вопрос повтор вопроса о получении Хануманы. Все знают, что Хануман был великим преданным, ему поклоняются. Есть храм Ханумана во всей Индии. Но паучку нет ни одного храма. Как быть, Махарадж ответил, я поклоняюсь паучку, но это же Вишну преданный. Говорит, ну а где храм на паучку?
So you think we should build a temple for the spider?
Так что, вы хотите построить храм паучку?
The spider is worthy of such worship. But in our ISKCON, we are not building temples for Hanuman. Although we do have him on the altar in some of our temples, in our Juhu temple, there Hanuman is on the altar. Maybe they should put a little spider murti on the altar. We can talk to our Pujari, a deity worship minister, and see what he thinks. Next question? Yes.
Ramayana question again. The question about Ramayana again.
Okay.
Вначале множество очень сильных благословений получили, в общем-то, ну, не самые добрые личности, да? Ракшасы, все вот эти вот, грубо говоря.
Чьи благословения?
Ну, вроде как полубогов, если я не ошибаюсь.
In the beginning, the demigods gave the blessings to the demons.
Это как бы знак того, что для всех одинаковые условия, то есть, ну, вроде как понятно было, да, что они с хорошими целями, скажем так, ну, не будут добиваться хороших целей, да, не будут какие-то злодейства творить. То есть где здесь какая-то справедливость? Почему было?
It was some sign.
Сложно. Хорошо. Как-то по-другому можете сформулировать этот вопрос, чтобы я мог принести?
Почему полубоги дали благословение злым демонам?
Why demigods gave the blessings for the very evil demons?
The demigods are instrumental in rewarding the karma to all the living entities.
Полубоги — это некий инструмент для того, чтобы награждать кармой достойных живых существ.
So if one has past pious activities, even if he's a demon, he's still qualified to receive rewards.
Если же кто-то совершал в своей прошлой жизни благочестивую деятельность, и он достоин получить благословение полубогов, даже если он демон.
But as soon as they burn off all the reactions for their past pious activities, then their rewards will go away. But for a devotee, his rewards are coming as a result of his surrender to Krishna. And they will never go away. So one should become a devotee and get permanent rewards instead of being a demon and getting temporary rewards. Any other questions?
Гуру Махарадж, скажите, пожалуйста, вы находитесь в духовном мире уже много лет. Какая сила или что заставляет вас проповедовать по всему миру и просить повторять мантру и рассказывать о Кришне? Что вам движет? Что вам не движет?
Dear Guru Maharaj, you're already in the spiritual world so many years. And what kind of force pushing you for preaching?
Prabhupada.
What inspired
you? Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.
What sila that already is, Maharaj?
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Yeah, don't use the microphone on when you talk to me. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Actually, any time when you visited Kaliningrad, every morning we have Mangala Arati. and everyone coming. But what to do if I have my personal deity? Must I come to the Mangalarati where Guru presence, or
what kind of, you have Gornitai?
What's the right?
Gornitai?
У вас божество Гаурнитай?
Джаганат. Джаганат или Субхадхи.
How far away do you live from Gopinath's apartment? How long? How much time does it take to get there?
Сколько времени, насколько далеко вы живете от того места, где живет Гопинат? Сколько времени занимает прийти к нему в гости?
Если на такси, то
15
minutes by taxi.
15
minutes
by taxi.
So you can have a you can have a short Mangalarti at 4:30 at home, and then come for the other Mangalarti at 5. Or
4:15.
Do both. In Vrindavan, we go to two Mangalarti. We have Mangalarti at Prabhupada Samadhi, and we have Mangalarti in the temple.
По предыдущему примеру у нас есть два мангаларти. Одно в Самадхи, жили вы Прабхупады, а затем в основной алтарной комнате для божеств.
We have Mangalarti at our ashram for Radha Damodar.
Yeah, that's true. In Vrindavan, I get up at I go to the Prabhupada Samadhi for Mangalarti at 4:10 a.m. and then I come back and I do a Mangalarti for Radha Damodar at 4:30.
К примеру, во Вриндаване я прихожу на Мангаларти к Шриле Прабхупаде в 4:10 утра, а затем к Дамодаре в 4:30.
Every day when I'm in Vrindavan, I go to Prabhupada's Mangalarti and I do Radha Damodar Mangalarti every day.
Ежедневно я провожу Мангаларти у Шриле Прабхупаде и Радха
Рамандарстана. So there's only 15 minutes away? No problem. You have an offer, 4:15, you have Mangalarti for your deities, and then you have a whole half an hour to get to Gopinath's place.
Если время занимает проезда, 15 минут можно провести у себя коротенькое мандаларати, затем приехать в Гопинатхи.
Anything else?
Кто-нибудь еще вопросы?
What is importance, power of Mangalarati?
It is described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Как описано Вишванатха Чакраварти Тхакуром,
who is the author of the Gravastakam prayers, that anyone who chants these prayers during the Brahma Muhurta, they will achieve the direct service of Lord Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan upon leaving their bodies.
После оставления этого тела получит прямое личное служение Господу Шри Кришне на Галоке Вриндаване.
So would you like to leave, go to sleep and wake up in Галока Вриндаван?
Хотите ли вы отправиться на Галоку Вриндаван?
Then go to Мангаларти every day.
Тогда придется приходить на Мангаларти и жить.
And you'll qualify yourself.
И обрести квалификацию.
To go to sleep and wake up in Галока Вриндаван.
Если мы будем спать, то мы не попадем в Галоку Вриндаван.
Anything else?
Еще кто-нибудь?
Everyone satisfied now?
Все уже удовлетворены?
Yes?
So in what situation we can lay on the Krishna?
In most situations?
We can rely on Krishna. In what situation?
In all situations.
Во всех ситуациях мы можем положиться на Кришну.
На 100% можем положиться и не предпринимать ничего.
On 100, what does it mean? Relay. Doing nothing or make some, you know.
No, you have to, just as Arjuna Nargena is the perfect example to answer your question.
Совершенный вопрос, который отвечает на ваш ответ, который отвечает на ваш вопрос, это Арджуна.
He fully relied upon Krishna. But he personally got out there and fought the battle with great determination. So relying on Krishna doesn't mean you sit down and do nothing. Krishna wants to see how hard you're working for him. So you work hard for Krishna. And then depend upon Krishna for the reward. Whatever the reward comes or doesn't come, it doesn't matter. You just leave it up to Krishna. What will be the result of your work? Depending on Krishna doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Depending on Krishna means you work harder than anybody else.
Кришна на самом деле хочет, чтобы мы работали. Зависеть от него полностью, это значит работать как.
Because you love Krishna.
Поскольку вы любите.
Your work is your expression of love for him.
Вы работаете из чувства особенной любви к нему.
And what is the result of the work? For that you leave that up to Krishna.
Какой результат этой?
Whether it's victory or defeat doesn't matter.
Покажет сам Кришна, будет это победа.
You're attached to doing your duty, not the result. Well, if Krishna gives victory, you're happy. If he gives defeat, you're also happy. Because you did your duty. You tried to please Krishna to your best ability.
Is
that clear?
Okay.
Any other questions?
Can we rely on the Vedic astrologers? What's the importance of the prediction?
Can we rely on Vedic astrologers? What's the importance of the predictions? Prabhupada, in Vedic culture, that was the system. You consulted for astrologers for doing this thing and that thing to make sure it was the auspicious moment.
Ведическая культура такова, что у астрологов спрашивали, какие моменты времени наиболее благоприятны для различных событий.
This was for the non-devotees.
Но это было предназначено и предназначается для непреданных.
Because astrology means within the influence of the material energy.
Поскольку астролог изучает влияние материальной энергии.
Prabhupada said that astrology was not so important for devotees. And he also said the astrologers, their readings, nowadays the astrologer's reading may be correct or it may not be correct also. The astrologers are conditioned souls. They are subject to the four defects. So the reading may be accurate, it may not be accurate. And even if it is accurate, it still may not hold true for a devotee. Because the more that you're surrendered to Krishna, the less the material energy influences you, and the more the spiritual energy is now influencing everything that happens to you.
Поскольку чем больше вы предаетесь Кришне, тем больше духовная энергия начинает действовать на вас вместо материальной энергии.
So astrology is a bona fide Vedic science.
Конечно же, астрология это авторитетная ведическая наука.
But it's not so relevant for devotees.
Но она не влияет на преданных.
It describes how the material energy is working.
Она не столь важна для них, поскольку она описывает то, как работает материальная энергия.
It describes it perfectly, actually. But the devotee, now he's coming out of the influence of the material energy. Okay? Right. Other questions?
Другие вопросы.
Гуру Махарадж, скажите, пожалуйста, правильно ли я понял заключение Бхагавад-гиты в стане Арджуны, в разуме, сражается потом?
The Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, Krishna said to Arjuna, just stand up, Partha, take your bows and arrows and fight. It's direct instruction for everyone.
Yes. Everyone is meant to do their duty.
Махараш ответил, да, нужно выполнять обязанности, следовать наставлениям Гуру.
Ну, вся Бхагавад Гита как бы дает, Арджуна дает пример, следовать ему примеру, да, под руководством Гуру. Правильно ли это или нет, или я заблуждаю? Понятно, чем сомнение.
Actually, it's the question without a question, you know. I don't know how to translate.
Take some help.
Maybe. It's not it's not a question. Question without a question, actually. Матуша Матавешвили, попытайтесь перевести ее.
Взять пример с Арджуны, следовать его примеру, сражаться, как он, выполняя указания своего гуру, под руководством гуру своего, или Кришны. Но по стопам идти Арджуны, то есть по его примеру, под руководством гуру.
What's the question now? To figure it out?
I can
do you understand the question?
It says, if we should follow the footsteps of Arjuna, following his example, and also follow the instructions of the spiritual master, should we do this?
So the question is, should we follow, literally follow what Krishna told Arjuna and become warriors, or is it we meant to follow the order of the spiritual master? Is that the question? Something like that? Yeah. The answer is not that everybody is supposed to now become a warrior. That's not what the mention of the Bhagavad Gita. The measure of the Bhagavad Gita, you should surrender to Krishna, whatever Krishna wants you to do.
Как говорится, упомянуто в Бхагавад Гите, нужно предаться Кришне таким образом, каким хочет от нас.
He wanted that everyone has their own individual order.
У каждого есть свой индивидуальный.
Arjuna was ordered to fight. But you're not being ordered to fight.
То, что было сказано именно Арджуне, сражаться, это не значит, что вам нужно брать...
You are meant to serve under the order of your spiritual master.
Вы должны служить, исполнять наставление своего...
Because Krishna is not personally present to instruct you.
Поскольку Кришна в его форме, лице, лично будет наставлять вас через...
Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, you should follow the order of the spiritual master.
Сам Кришна говорит в Бхагавад Гите, вы должны следовать наставлениям своего гуру.
So whatever specific instructions your spiritual master has given to you, that is your duty. It's not that your duty is to become a warrior. Necessarily. Your duty is to follow whatever specific instructions your spiritual master has given you.
Ваш долг состоит в том, чтобы выполнять те наставления, которые даст вам ваш учитель.
The general order he has given to you is here his disciples. You must chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Japa Mala every day.
Обычно гуру дает наставление своим ученикам по крайней мере воспевать 16 кругов Hare Krishna Mantra.
And strictly avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling.
Строго следовать принципам регулирующим это нет незаконного секса.
So that is your battlefield of Kurukshetra. What are the enemies on your battlefield? Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Those are the enemies that you must fight against.
это те враги, с которыми вы должны сразиться.
And what is your bow and arrows?
Yes, что из себя представляет лук и стрелы?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions?
Еще вопрос.
Скажите, пожалуйста, если мы вернемся к Богу, мы можем обратно вернуться на землю? Сделать там что-то?
It's possible to coming back to this material world after our departure to the spiritual world, after liberation.
Yes, but you won't want to.
Да, возможно, если вы того пожелаете.
You could come back if you wanted to, yeah.
Pardon?
You could go back to Gaudiya and then return to Kaliningrad if you wanted to. But you'll like it so much there you won't want to come back. But no one will stop if you want to come back. It's your free choice. Any other question?
Еще вопрос.
Продолжение вопроса про астрологию. Значит, у преданных судьба вообще меняется? То есть нет этой программы, которая заложена была, ну как судьба, то есть заложена от рождения. То есть она вообще меняется?
The question about the the future of the devotees, about karma of devotees. This devotee's karma changed or not?
His karma is finished. He becomes free from karma. When he surrenders to Krishna, Krishna says, I take away all of their karma. Sarva paapebhyo mokshayami. I take away all their sinful reactions.
Krishna говорит, что я забираю все реакции кармические своих преданных.
So when you surrender to Krishna, your karma is finished.
Если человек, как только он предастся человек Кришне,
now you are liberated. Now you are liberated soul.
Теперь Кришна говорит, ты освобожденный еще.
You're no longer a slave of karma.
И больше не будешь рабом кармы. Судьбы.
Questions more? Yes.
Еще вопросы.
That's yeah, yeah.
From the Vedic culture history, we know that demons was very intelligent. They know Vedas, they know everything, many signs, and they know that they not this material body, but spirit. But why they don't become a devotee?
So her question is, in the Vedas, in the former Vedic times, even the demons were very learned in Vedic wisdom, so why they didn't become devotees? Her question is a very good question. Because of the influence of the mode of passion, that's why. They were because they were too much under the influence of Rajagun, that's why. Next question. Yes?
Maharaj, did some astrologer make some prediction to you personally or not in your life? Some astrologer?
I haven't wasted my time looking for going to the astrologers because I've surrendered completely to my spiritual master in Krishna. Astrology cannot accurately predict my future.
Я не уделяю особенно времени, не трачу свое время. Я отношусь очень аккуратно к своему.
My faith is not under the influence of the stars.
И моя вера не находится под влиянием звезд и планет.
My faith is under the direct control of Krishna.
Моя вера и мое будущее находится под контролем Кришны.
Therefore, an astrological chart would not have much significance for me.
Поэтому астрологические вычисления, предсказания не имеют особенного влияния на меня.
Do some astrologer make some predictions to you personally?
No. I haven't wasted my time getting any astrological predictions. I have too many other things to do. Yes.
When we are during this dreaming time, we can see so many dreams. When we're fighting with somebody, we even kill somebody. Mm-hmm. There is some karma for this bad deeds.
Dreams means you're suffering the reactions of your past. When you had bad dreams, you're suffering the reactions of your past sinful activities.
Сон – это означает, что вы уже получаете реакции за свою прошлую деятельность. Плохие сны связаны с...
You're not creating karma when you dream. You're burning off. You're burning off karma.
Мы уже отрабатываем просто эту карму. Мы уже получаем.
The dream, what does it mean?
It means you have so many images stored in your subconscious for millions of lifetimes.
В вашем подсознании скопилось столько множества картинок, событий, запечатлений.
And when you dream, they come up from your subconscious into your dream state, and they swirl around in many varieties of patterns.
Но во время сна они всплывают из подсознания и столь много разных изображений появляется.
And what does there is some significance?
Not really. There's not much significance.
Нет особой важности какого-то смысла особенно в этих снах.
When you hear from the spiritual master, that is significant.
Что действительно важно, это то, что говорит гуру, духовный учитель.
Dreams are not very significant.
Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and surrendering into Krishna is the same process or not?
Yes. Surrendering to Krishna means chant Hare Krishna.
Предание Кришне это означает воспевание Хари Кришны.
Because Krishna orders that in the Bhagavad Gita.
Поскольку Кришна дает наставление в Бхагавад Гите.
Chapter 9, text 14.
So
Satatang Kirtayanto Mam. You should always chant my names. So, surrendering to Krishna means you obey the orders of Krishna. And Krishna has ordered you to chant his name. So, surrender to Krishna means chant Hare Krishna. Questions more?
Еще вопросы?
Можно какая-то ситуация, когда возможно было в опасной ситуации, где вы предались Кришне, как он проявился? Случай, можно сказать. Лично в вашей жизни.
Did you were personally in your life? Did you were in some situation where you was needed to surrender to Krishna? Did you have such a situation?
Now I needed to surrender?
Yeah.
Yes, right now.
Прямо сейчас у меня такая ситуация.
I have to surrender to Krishna right now.
Я хочу предаться Кришне прямо сейчас.
Otherwise, how I can answer all these questions?
Вот почему я отвечаю на все эти вопросы.
What do I know? I'm just a fool. I depend on Krishna that I can answer all these questions.
Чтобы ответить даже на ваши вопросы, я должен зависеть от Кришны.
He's sitting in my heart.
Он сидит в моем сердце.
And he's helping me how to answer each question, yeah, including yours.
Как ответить на этот вопрос? Прямо мне в уши говорит.
Yes.
Насколько я знаю, мы когда-то всегда были жителями духовного мира. Каким образом? За что мы попали в материальный мир? И если опять попадем в духовный мир, значит, есть ли возможность духовного мира, и если она есть, за что и как, мы можем оказаться опять в материальном мире? Сможете
сказать? As I know, we are falling from the spiritual sky to this material world. Why?
Misuse of independence.
Это неправильно, недолжным образом использованная независимость.
So like a little boy, and the mother said, "My dear Igor, do not stick your hand in the fire; it will burn."
Как к примеру, мальчик может сказать: мама, дорогой Игорек, не суй пальчик в огонь.
So one day when the mother is out of the kitchen,
но однажды мама была на кухне,
Igor's curiosity gets the best of him.
Но любознательность Кришны Игоря привела его туда, на кухню.
He sees that beautiful blue flame up there on the stove.
И он увидел на духовом шкафу на плите.
Still, he sticks his hand up there to see what is that beautiful flame like. He touches it,
and
he burns himself. He's crying. His mother comes running. So that little boy Igor, he had the free will to either touch the flame or not touch the flame. He was warned, do not touch the flame, Igor.
Но он коснулся этого огня.
But yet he was curious, what would it be like if I touched the flame?
Он был очень любознательный и хотел все-таки...
So now he's touched the flame and he got burned.
И что происходит, когда мы касаемся огня?
Will he touch it again?
Будем ли мы касаться его опять после?
No, you couldn't pay him to touch it again.
Уже не захотим. Вспомним о боли, которую испытали.
So, most of the children, they will learn by hearing.
В основном дети учатся просто слушая.
And they will never stick their hand in the flame.
Нужно обучать их в процессе.
But some children like Igor, they have to learn the hard way. They stick their hand in the flame first, and then they learn not to stick their hand in the flame.
Но иногда, тем не менее, несмотря на то, что они слушают, что им говорят, и они пытаются засунуть свою ручку в огонь.
So all of us here in this world, we are like little Igor.
И что происходит в этом мире, мы похожи на этого маленького Игоря.
We stuck our hand in the flame.
Начинаем совать руки в огонь.
And we got burned.
И он нас обжигает.
Now hopefully we've learned our lesson. Now hopefully we have learned our lesson.
В конце концов мы должны обучиться этому.
And we'll not stick our hands in the fire ever again.
Не совать в огонь руки.
So our time has run out.
Наше время вышло.
And we thank you very much for so kindly listening and asking so many wonderful questions.
Мы очень признательны вам, что вы так внимательно слушали и задали столько прекрасных вопросов.
Now we have a special offer today.
Сегодня у нас есть особенное предложение для вас.
That anyone who takes a hardbound book,
каждый, кто захочет приобрести книгу,
you can bring it here. I will give you a written blessing in your book.
Мы сможем и с удовольствием подпишем вам эту книгу.
And do we have the Russian domain? Do we have those sheets of paper? We ran out. We have a few here, but here's the here. Read everybody the Russian domain name. We have an e-course on the internet. Do you have more of them?
Есть интернет-курсы, которые проводит Махарадж, и вот здесь этот электронный адрес на русском языке этот курс. И каждый, кто хочет, может взять этот подобный лист с адресом электронным здесь указанным, и сможете раз в неделю заходить и смотреть интересную информацию. Этот курс обучения бхакти-йоги проводит Махарадж. Его милость Санкаршан Махарадж.
Thank you very much.